matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey there, Gail. Email us about Norman, right?
Yeah, good old Norman.
Hey, I'm just making sure I got the right email here. Okay, so what's going on? It says here you guys have been dating for a minute.
Yeah, about a month and a half, I guess. It's like long enough for us to get to know each other a little bit.
You like what you've seen so far?
Would I be making a fool of myself on here if I didn't?
Fair enough.
All right. Yes.
But, I mean, he's great, though. He really is. And I've got to say, like, it takes a lot to balance me out, you know? I'm kind of a free spirit. Not in, like, the hippie way, but just kind of sort of out there, I guess.
Okay.
And on the surface, Norman, he's a little more conservative. He's more of a traditional type of guy's guy. At least, that's how he comes across.
But not how he actually is?
Yeah, it's funny. Like, under that facade, he's got a real personality.
Huh.
With as long... Yeah, I mean, it took me a long time to get it out of him. It was definitely... It'll definitely be a while before he shows that to the world.
Oh.
But, he got to start somewhere.
Well, are you sure he wants to show that off? I mean, it seems like it would have happened on its own by now, right? And you've only known him a month and a half, so...
No way. See, you've got to remember that there are so many limits and labels out there that, society puts on us.
Uh-huh.
I feel really sorry for guys because they can't, they can't be themselves anymore. Not really. They have to conform to this version of themselves that other people want so they can, get a job, a date, just so like they can literally live.
Wow.
It takes all the flavor out of them. It's a tragedy.
Okay.
That's the thing that's been so hard about dating. Like, well, I mean, not the only thing. One of the things.
One of my. I do like a flavorful man.
Because there's got to be more than one thing too that's difficult about this process. I mean, we hear a new one every day. It feels like.
Yeah, I mean, and a big part of it, obviously, the guys in general. Sure, but also. Honestly, a big part of it is just the time. I mean, it's one thing if it's just you, but I've got two babies, and I mean babies.
Okay.
So it just makes it that much worse when I don't have much to spare, and I feel like it's wasted.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, how old are the kiddos?
They're 2 and 4.
Oh.
Their dad hasn't been in the picture for a while now, and. I'm not really looking. I don't want anyone to replace him in their lives or anything like that. And I wasn't even really trying to rush back into dating or anything. But one of the things I liked about Norman, being more, of course, again, traditional, is that if I was looking for somebody to fit that role, he'd be perfect.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're already getting that feeling?
Oh, God, yeah. 100%.
Really?
He's like, he was born to be a dad.
Huh.
I've even already introduced everyone. So.
Ooh,
really?
Girl, that was fast.
I mean, is it fast?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a group of people who have something to say about it and say it's bad, but I really don't care what they think about most things, to be honest. I think it's in how you do it that makes the difference.
Okay.
I had him come over for some lunch, and they were, of course, there, so it was no big deal. I didn't make it weird or sneak him in or call him, like mommy's special friend.
Gross.
So that was last week, and now you're here. So be honest,
yeah.
Like, would you say that's about the time things started going, south, or?
Maybe it was too early.
Yeah, I guess. Which, I mean, okay, it's a bit disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really good feeling about how everything was going, and I don't want to give that up. I'm still manifesting positivity and whatnot, but maybe it was that. When he saw everything, the whole family unit, it made it more real.
Right.
maybe more real than he's actually ready for mentally. But again, I'm telling you, buy this man some New Balance. He's a daddy. But he's been hard to get a hold of ever since. So I'm just, the universe will provide. It's meant to be. It'll be, you know.
Amen.
All right. We'll get Norman on the phone. And we'll see what we can do here. That's next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Gail.
Gail. Mm-hmm.
I like.
Already getting daddy vibes, man. I do. I like her. She's fun.
He said, "Buy him some New Balance."
Yeah, to buy him. He's in.
Father's Day is right around the corner.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Make your plans. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, her plans do include Norman.
Yes.
He's gone kind of cold since he met the kids. She has 2 babies, 2 and 4. Maybe it made it too real, like to see them. To
yeah, when you
them.
See him there.
It's only been a month and a half.
Yeah,
she
that's
said.
Fast.
That's aggressive.
Yeah.
But let's see if we can't get him on the phone and kind of smooth this thing out. So, hey, is this Norman?
Yep, this is Norman. How's it going?
Hey, Norman. Good. We're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're calling you because someone actually entered you to win this really cool thing that we give away. It's a date night package that we do. So we will pay for the entire thing. You get to pick everything you want to do and wherever it is you go. You're just also going to have to let us pick the person you do it with. Okay, so like your date.
How's that now? You're going to pay for everything?
Yes, we are going to pay for everything. I'm glad that's what you picked up on.
That is the, yes.
We pay for everything.
That's the first thing
so
I always
So long
pick up.
As you agree to go out with Gail.
Right.
Again. You know Gail, right?
Oh, yeah, I know Gail. Sure thing.
Sure.
Yeah, I know Gail.
Sure thing.
Yeah, there's multiple ways to get...
Sure thing you'll take the date?
Like, or...
Right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. We can go out. That's fine. I guess so.
Okay, that's maybe not coming off the way you think it is.
Yeah, Norman, like, if there's a problem, like, don't be weird about it. I'm an adult. So I can handle it.
Okay.
Come out and
I
say
see
it.
Where we're going here. So it's like this. I'm getting kind of set up here, right? It's obviously Gail on the other line, right?
It is Gail.
Obviously.
Yes. Good ear. Good ear.
Well, look, dude, okay, so she noticed you got kind of distant, like, after you met her kids?
Oh, no, man. It's not that. I never met anyone like her, actually. And that's not a negative at all. I'm yeah.
Yeah, what's, all right. What's the issue, Norm?
Okay, so I get to her house, so the kids are watching, and they're right there, and I don't know, some show with dinosaurs and puppets was on TV, and they were doing their thing, and you know, I was just, it was hard to focus, because I look up, and there's Gail just cooking in the kitchen, standing over a pot of pasta, naked as the day she was born. And I just wasn't ready for that. It was like a slap to the side of the head.
Sorry, there's a lot. It's a lot to take in there, buddy.
Yeah. You're telling me it was interesting. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't a beautiful thing for me to observe, but
is there a problem here? Like, I'm not much of a clothes person. You know, I mean, you have to be obviously, and that's fine.
Yes, you do.
But I don't want to be constrained at home. Like, no, I won't be there. That's my house. It's no different from kicking off your jeans or taking off your bra when you get home from work.
It's all of it.
It's a day out.
Everything.
Yeah, but, I mean, obviously you can do what you want to do in the comfort of your own house. I get that. I respect that. But the issue here is that you're naked. And you're at your house with your kids and in front of the kids. And, you know, the kids see you naked.
Right.
And, do you see that? It seems like there's a little problem or something. Because I know they notice.
No, they're 2 and 4. Like, this is how, I mean, I bathe them all together. Everybody's naked. It's how I've raised them. You know, it's. I don't want them to be ashamed of their bodies or to think that, you know, nudity is weird or wrong or unusual. They don't need to cover up just because. So society says.
Yeah, agree to disagree on that.
Yeah, I think society says that for like a reason.
Many, in fact.
Some of them jailable.
Exactly, man. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can teach them whatever you want. I get that. I respect that. But you also got to teach them about the society that they live in, which can sometimes be, you know, on the conservative side, the one that says they do, in fact, have to cover up to go places. I mean, you still see signs that say no shirt, no shoes, no service. You know what I'm saying?
I've gotten real lax on that, too.
Right. So if they think they can just be naked all the time, at some point it's going to get a little weird.
No, it's not. If it does, like, well, address that when the time comes. I mean, again, they're 2 and 4. It's not like they're walking out of the house butt naked. And let me just say, hopefully I'm not naked all the time.
Okay.
If I'm changing or if I'm in a rush or something, I'm not going to worry about it. Like, I had just hopped out of the shower when you came by. I'm not going to apologize for it just because you rang the doorbell. I think it would be worse if I ran into the room getting something to cover myself. Like, a lot of people believe in this, and it's not exactly hurting anyone. So I don't see why it should matter, especially where the two of us are concerned.
Yeah, all right. I don't have any kind of say here at all because, you know, it's really not my business when we come down to it.
But
seriously, you're acting like I'm the weird one. Because I think you should be wearing clothes around the kid. That's, you know.
Well, it's to be expected. I mean, with your background, I'm honestly surprised you're not more screwed up.
Wow.
What?
Okay.
Well,
there's
conservative ideas about a body and everything. Like, I understand where you're coming from, but I don't see the problem.
Okay.
So.
Right.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I guess I do have my issues.
I don't know where to go with this.
Well, I mean, I don't know that I heard a no on the date.
I didn't.
So hang on the line and we'll get that straightened out. 1 second, gang.